This is Pedictionary, the podcast for word lovers. The Pedictionary word for today is hobbit. A lot of the dictionaries I looked at don't even include the word hobbit. Most of the ones that do credit J.R.R. Tolkien as having dreamt them up in his books The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. This is understandable and believable. But when I look at Brewer's Dictionary of Modern Phrase and Fable, I get a hint of something more. While most of the other sources say the hobbits were created by Tolkien, Brewer slyly says that they feature in his stories. To get the deeper truth, we must burrow deeper into the hobbit hole, and the Oxford English Dictionary is the place to do that. This time the OED is in a unique position of authority because Tolkien actually worked for them for a few years early in his career, and a later editor had studied under Tolkien's professorship. So, in the late 60s, when The Lord of the Rings was making its first rise to popularity, the OED added Hobbit as an entry. And how better to check out the etymology of the word than to ask its creator? Except that J.R.R. Tolkien denied having created the word. He helped them define it as an imaginary people, small but human, whose name means hole dweller. But he did not claim credit for its invention. No citations were found that predated Tolkien's 1937 use in the book of the same name, so that's what's given as the Hobbit's earliest usage in the OED. But since that time, as reported in an OED newsletter, the word has been found in a 19th century folklore journal. So, J.R.R.'s denial will be vindicated when the OED's third edition hits the streets. Whatever that is. That's today's Pedictionary Word, and I'm Charles Hodson.